I'm playing today's song in its entirety to set up today's edition of Mark and Friends. So glad to see you. We're glad you're here. Fellowship is sweeter knowing you're a part of today's broadcast. It's Memorization Monday. Our verse for this week is so appropriate for the times. It's Hebrews 10:25. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Oh, how timely is this verse for all of us when so many of us can't meet or aren't supposed to be meeting up. In fact, yesterday I watched two different services via live Facebook stream, and I think I had 5 or 6 different invites for other social media gatherings, worship services, and church services that were taped and able to be seen. But we'll be talking about this verse today. It's a good one. And I'll set the stage with a song by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, We Come Rejoicing, as that's always part of the goal as we fellowship together and meet on Sundays to hear God's Word divided, to worship Him, to gather with other like-minded believers, to have God's Word taught so that the Holy Spirit can bring about some healthy conviction, give us some insights, teach us these precepts so that we can live a holy life and be those ambassadors for God, those disciples of the Lord Jesus. So we'll talk about the importance of gathering as I'll be reading chapter 50 out of a book written by Robert J. Morgan titled 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart. Wow, week 50. That means we've done this 50 different weeks, along with like 6 or 8 weeks as we introduce this book. And then way back, we had that interview with Robert J. Morgan. So, wow, we're covering some ground with this book. And all the programs for Memorization Monday are archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. And you can scroll down to any of the Monday programs. And for that matter, you can scroll to different years, 2012, 2013, 2019. They're all saved for your listening pleasure. Before I share a song and the special reading, I ask for your prayers, as today I'm meeting with our engineer from Springfield at our Fisher Foozlin Tower to hook up some new equipment as we're in the early stages of getting our WGNJ programming sent to Springfield so that it can be utilized in our stations in Lincoln, Carlinville, Springfield, possibly Macomb, and also maybe in Bloomington. We're praying that all up, working and praying up all the options, and getting closer to pulling it all together so that Mark and friends can be on all 19 stations, and our unique WGNJ programming can expand to the West, being a blessing to so many more people. Come on, everyone, raise up your hand. Have you been blessed by the programming of Great News Radio, whether it's WGNN or WGNJ? Ha ha, a lot of hands are being raised. Well, we want to share this God-honoring program with others, and so I trust and pray you'll keep this missionary radio in your prayers as we see God continuing to expand our borders and do some incredible things. So hopefully today we'll make some great progress, and we'll see many more people grow in their faith journey, and Lord willing, many, many more come to have that saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's what we're all about, to educate, edify, and evangelize. And so your support and prayers for this radio ministry are greatly appreciated. Well, hopefully in the coming days, as maybe the Corona 19 virus stay-at-home order will be lifted, and we'll be able to come rejoicing, gathering again in our local churches, seeing people face to face, and being reunited with our pastors in the church body. So to set up today's reading, here's the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, We Come Rejoicing.
We come rejoicing into His presence, into His presence, singing hallelujah. We come rejoicing, lifting our praises, we're singing hallelujah.
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 We come rejoicing.
Hallelujah.
we do come rejoicing, lifting our hands in praise to a God that's worthy of our affections, our passion, our commitment, our worship, our care, our concern. We are so blessed to know God in a personal way. Those of us that have asked the Lord Jesus Christ to be our Savior, to forgive us of our sins, to empower us through the Holy Spirit to understand who God is, to know His Word, and to feed on it daily. What a great God that God is. But more than that, a loving Father, He's personal, He's revealed Himself through the Lord Jesus Christ. And this Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25 is a great reminder of us gathering together, encouraging one another, and being a part of the family of God. Hebrews 10:25, "Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." Here's what Robert J. Morgan, in his book 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart, has to say about Hebrews 10:25. Hebrews 10:25 is the best church-going verse in the Bible, warning us against missing worship services. Indeed, our attendance should increase as the Lord's return draws near. Why? And then he lists four reasons. 1. Because of the rhythm of life God established. In Genesis, God rested on the seventh day of creation. It wasn't that he was tired. He paused to enjoy what he had done the previous 6 days and to transition to the next period of time. He was also establishing a pattern of 1 day in seven for rest and worship, which was later embodied in the Ten Commandments. When Jesus rose from the dead on the first day of the week, Christians began observing Sunday as their Sabbath, and the pattern was the same, 1 day in seven for rest and worship. It is built into the rhythm of the universe and into the pace and pulse of our bodies and soul. My comment here, can I get a witness for that? I know some of us try to work, work, work and get a lot done, but if you don't have that Sabbath rest, that time dedicated to the Lord to be rejuvenated, to focus on Him, to be thankful for all that He's provided and done, you'll end up just burning yourself out. All right, point number 2. Because of the pattern of worship, Scripture prescribes. Luke 14:6 says of Jesus, "As usual, He entered the synagogue on the Sabbath day." Most scholars believe synagogues developed during the Babylonian captivity so the Jews could gather weekly for worship wherever they were. 3 things happened in those meetings: praise, prayer, and precept. The early church, made up almost entirely of Jewish people, met for the same purpose: praise, prayer, and the instruction of Scripture. Point 3. Because of the family of God Christ has created. Ephesians 1:5 says, "God decided in advance to adopt us into His own family by bringing us to Himself through Jesus Christ." This is what He wanted to do, and it gave Him great pleasure. There is no such thing as a solitary saint. Christianity is about relationships. The phrase, quote, "one another," occurs about 50 times in the New Testament. And then point 4, because of the work of God to which we are called. The local church is the only institution Jesus established on earth. I'm going to pause here. Think about that. It's the only institution that Jesus established on earth. He didn't found hospitals, civic clubs, mission agencies, Bible colleges, or crisis centers. Many of these other organizations came out of the local church and are sponsored by it, but the local church is ground zero for God's work on this earth. The church is God's agenda for this world. Amen and amen. And he has a portion highlighted here. We need a weekly countercultural experience to counter the culture we're in. We must counteract the popular culture in our lives. When we go to church, we're participating in a global weekly network of people doing the same thing at the same time. We're participating in an ancient practice that goes back to the origins of the church and to the very beginning of the creation, and involves all God's people of every age, and we are involved in a habit that the Bible says is increasingly vital as time draws to a close. And then this chapter closes out with a quote by Vance Havner, "There is something wrong with our Christianity when we have to beg most of our crowd to come to church to hear about it." Vance Havner. Oh, dear one, this verse is a great reminder for all of us, the importance of meeting together, encouraging one another, as Jesus' return is pending, and we want to be ready, and we need one another, holding each other up, sharpening one another, growing together, and being that effective body of Christ to help in this hurting world. Hebrews 10:25 says, "Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." I'm going to close out with a portion of Stop by the Church by Babbie Mason. May it be a great reminder of all of us to get to church on Sunday. That is when we're able to return together again. But be praying up your church family, your pastor, your missionary friends. And we certainly appreciate your prayers on behalf of this radio ministry, as God is doing so many new things. And we trust we stay in the center of His will. Well, stop by the church. Stop by greatnewsradio.org to hear this program or others on our archive programs page. And certainly call or write to us anytime, as your words of encouragement and support are greatly appreciated. We can be reached at 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. Or write us at Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with Great News Radio, a ministry of the Great News Radio Media Group. God bless you, and have a great day, night, and when you can, in the coming days, stop by the church.
on your way. If you